On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, Mr. Matt Cotrillo is over in the newsroom. He tells us traffic-wise we don't have anything to report yet. In the studio with us now, Peterson Toscano is back. He's a performance artist. I think of him as a gender and climate and biblical expert. And of course, if you already know him, you can. It makes perfect sense that you blend all those together. Nobody else could wonder why. I think you do so. And you're from Sunbury, but you go all over, although a resourceful person could very well see you on the campus of Susquehanna University and off the campus of Susquehanna in the weeks ahead. So welcome back, Peterson.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here. It's great to see you through the fog.
I do appreciate you. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it even comes in the building. So thanks for coming up. And you brought one of your acquaintances and friends, Shirley Ann McMillan, is here. If you're in Northern Ireland, and especially if you're a young person, you know her. She's an author, an artist, a parent, an activist, and has been on the BBC and a wide range of just other media there, talking about her work, which is writing novels and making sure that young people are well taken care of in one way or another. And I think just sharing her talents is her famous activity, and she brought it to Sunbury, so we're excited. Welcome aboard, Shirley.
Thank you
so much. Peterson, finish my introduction of our good guest here, if you don't mind, and I think that'll lead into why she's here, and then we'll let her elaborate.
Shirley's extraordinary. She grew up in Northern Ireland, where there are these troubles for many years between Catholics and Protestants, and she seems to always find herself in the middle of peacemaking work. So she was part of this group called ICON, which brought Catholics and Protestants together to do major art projects and performance arts and conversations. She works at an integrated school, which there aren't that many of them in Northern Ireland. So this is a school that is both Protestant and Catholic students coming together, learning together. It's still very, very segregated. There's still walls in Belfast between one part of the city and the other part of the city. So she's very much involved in that. And although she's a straight woman, she's been very concerned also about the lives of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender kids who have very few rights in Northern Ireland. And she started the very first group at a school for gay, lesbian, straight, bi kids. At any school in all of the United Kingdom. And she started the first one at the school where she's at. But she's also an incredible writer. She writes these novels for young adults, but I read them. They are so compelling and interesting and complex and lovely. So when I heard she was coming to the States, I said, you need to swing by Sunbury so you can see this beautiful place, but also share your work with folks here.
And we're lucky enough, we'll see you tonight at the new Wake and Wire coffee shop at 235 Market Street. I'm told it's in the old YMCA building. Well, Shirley, what brings you to the U.S. then? In Northern Ireland, you're a phenomenon and a force, but here?
I am here to research my fourth novel. So I write contemporary young adult fiction, and it's all set in Northern Ireland, which is fairly unusual for Northern Ireland. We don't get a lot of young adult fiction. So I set all mine in Northern Ireland because that's the books that I wanted to read growing up, and there really weren't very many of them. And this one that I'm writing at the minute is no different, except that it has the added character of Federico García Lorca, the Spanish poet. So the Arts Council in Northern Ireland very kindly gave me some money to go and do some research for that novel. The characters in the book will encounter the ghost of Lorca on a school trip. So I went to Granada in April, where Lorca is from, and I'm here to go and look at New York City, which I've never been to before, and Peterson's going to be my tour guide, so I'm here to visit him and his partner Glenn while I'm here.
And you're going to be going up to New York City next in your trips, but we get to see you tonight in Sunbury. Yeah. What will we see in Sunbury? What happens?
So I'm really, really happy to be here. It's absolutely beautiful town, and it's lovely to see Peterson in his native place. And tonight we're going to be doing some reading, and I'm happy to talk to anyone about any aspect of what I do. I'm just really pleased to be able to meet some local people. You know, some of Peterson's friends. Maybe.
Well, and a lot of your stories that I pick up from your website talk about either teens who are LGBTQ coming out or just being gay or just becoming teenagers.
Yeah.
One of those you did do, became a teenager at one point in your life, but that's not where you're at now. And but why do you write about those? As Peterson said, you're straight, so what's the attraction there?
Yeah. Well, I work with LGBT teens, and I've done that. We run a GSA. It's based on the American GSA model in our school. And as he was saying, that's fairly unusual for schools in Northern Ireland.
A gay-straight alliance.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's a growing thing. I mean, a few more schools have them now, which is great. But I suppose I'm really inspired by those young people because they are, I mean, they have a lot to deal with in Northern Ireland. It can be quite repressive society sometimes. We don't have marriage rights for gay people and things like that. So they have a lot to deal with, but they're so resourceful and resilient. But particularly what strikes me about them is their sense of hope and wanting to do things. They always want to do things about stuff. And even like looking around the world, when things happen across the world, they're interested in LGBT rights globally as well. So they're just so inspiring, and I really feel that I want their stories to be told in fiction from Northern Ireland as well. So we don't have a lot of young adult fiction from Northern Ireland, but there has been none that include LGBT teenagers, which is crazy because, you know, there are quite a lot of them around. So.
Well, when Shirley's talking about teens, Peterson, she seems to see something in teens that maybe we don't, or other teenagers themselves don't.
Well, she has a teenager of her own, which kind of helps, and so you can see in her most current book that's out, The Unknowns, the way they speak is just so authentic because she's around teens, she works with teens, and she has one in her house. And I think as a novelist, I think what makes novelists really special is they're such observant people, and they pick up on lots of nuances, and that's what makes a good novel really good, because you have all these layers of people that come through, tensions with situations. And Shirley, when I first met her, just a very quiet, almost a mousy person, but she was always looking around everywhere, picking things up, and she's just incredibly empathetic and observant and honest. I think she's a very honest writer, and I would imagine, Shirley, that some of your own feelings growing up come into your work as well, because many of your protagonists are straight young women. So you are appear in your work in some ways, right? In with your characters, how so?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, in Northern Ireland, obviously, we've had this huge conflict and...
the Troubles.
Yeah.
Capital T.
Yeah, exactly.
Capital T.
So something that kind of grew out of that culturally for us, particularly in the north, which makes us a wee bit different from Southern Ireland, is that people tend to be quite reticent and they keep themselves to themselves. And, you know, you will have been told going out as a kid, you know, don't tell people too much about yourself. I think that's really been passed down through generations, where we are now quite reluctant to talk about ourselves, and that can be problematic. And so I suppose for maybe working with LGBT teens, I can see some of that just in our culture generally, of being a bit afraid to talk about yourself. Obviously, if you're LGBT and you're living in a conservative society, it might even be a bit more difficult to.
Now, in The Unknowns, oops, I'm sorry.
No, let's go ahead.
In The Unknowns, we meet Tilly. Tell me about her. She's Tilly Shirley. I think there's something in there.
No, maybe you're right. I haven't thought about it. So. Tilly in The Unknowns is quite a good girl. She's a middle class teenager. She goes to a good school. She lives with her dad, who has a professional job as a journalist. But again, she kind of feels that she's not always being herself, which is, you know, it's a fairly typical thing for a teenager to feel, or, you know, who am I, and trying to explore that. And something that she enjoys doing is that she would sneak out at night and climb up things. So she'll like climb up really high buildings or cranes, just to kind of, get away from everything and have time to herself. So the novel starts with her on top of a very tall crane. When she comes back down, there's a boy at the bottom who has seen her like going up and wondering what, you know, what she's doing. And she begins to talk to him. He's part of a local kind of anarchist gang of teenagers who inhabit derelict buildings, and they're from like all parts of the city. They go around trying to do things to combat sectarianism and violence, and she gets kind of mixed up with them, so much to her father's annoyance.
Doing good.
Yes.
Trying to help the world, right? Yeah, missions, I think you call them on your site. Well, we're going to keep exploring this. We're going to learn more about the unknowns and the rest of the works of Shirley Ann McMillan, who's here visiting from Northern Ireland. You're a resident of Belfast, is that correct?
Close to Belfast. I'm about an hour south of Belfast.
Okay, and you are a chaplain at this school?
They call it an alternative chaplain, so I don't have any, you know, certificates or anything. But because it's an integrated school, we have kids from Catholics and Protestant backgrounds and some others. So my job is really to promote integration throughout the school in various ways. So one of the ways is to help LGBT kids be more visible in the school as well.
All right, we're going to talk to the alternative chaplain at one of the schools near Belfast in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. When we come back at 7:40 this morning, Shirley Ann McMillan is here. Her website is shirleyannmcmillan.com. Peterson Toscano is back from Sunbury. He's been around the globe twice over talking about his important topics, biblical issues, gender, religion, climate, his favorite subjects. And both will be at the Weekend Wire Coffee Shop tonight, 235 Market Street in Sunbury, 6 to 8 p.m., enjoying some readings and some conversations. So mark that on your calendar, plus at 7:40 when we come back. And welcome back. WKOK Sunrise, Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine here. Just stacked up on Route 54 trying to get into Riverside, and that is about it so far this morning. In the studio, Peterson Toscano is back. He's a performance artist. I call him a gender, religion, and a climate expert. He literally goes around the globe. He glows, too, but he is just a super guy. Author and very outspoken on a wide range of topics. So Sunbury resident, too. So we're glad you're back. Good morning.
Good to be here.
And Shirley Ann McMillan is here. She came to us from the Belfast area of Northern Ireland. She's a writer, artist, and an activist, and an alternative chaplain, and a resident of Ireland. So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And you're going to be in Sunbury tonight. Now, Peterson and I are kind of vying for your attention in here. And Peterson, you tell us that's not the first time that's happened lately for her.
Yeah, you see, Shirley is so modest about who she is. So she is a published author because she won a contest. She was studying creative writing for a master's program. She wrote a book for her program that she submitted to a contest, and it won to the point where all these agents in London started, you know, lined up to represent her. Now, like, for a writer to find one agent that's interested is a big deal, but suddenly she had to scramble to try to figure out who her agent is. And that's why I want people to understand, like, she is an exceptional writer, and she is, like, really being sought after right now. So, like, Shirley, what was that like to have this response to your first book?
It was great and really quite scary to have to suddenly think about what I wanted as a writer, because, you know, if you write books, your aim will be to get published, and you'll be thinking all the time of how to impress, you know, agents and things. But once you've got that threshold, then it, you know, becomes, oh my goodness, what am I going to do next, and what do I actually want to do? So it was great. That competition was run by the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, which is an international organization, I think maybe based in America. So they run a competition every 2 years called Undiscovered Voices, and you submit a piece. They choose about a number of writers and a number of illustrators, and they put them in an anthology which they send around to agents and publishers. So yeah, I was very grateful to have that.
Well, interest. And then you had to live up to the descriptions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been really lucky, actually. And I mean, I've been writing for 20 years, so I was sending things away for 20 years previously. I'm 44 now, so you know, it's been a long journey as well. But you know, once it happened, then I, you know, I've now got 4 books.
Which is a miracle. I've been to Shirley's home a number of times in Northern Ireland. She has 2 children. How old are your children?
14 and 5.
14 and 5. All right. So she's writing books while she's pregnant, while she's giving birth, while she's nursing. I don't know how you... yet she does it. She meets her deadlines and gets like... But they're all like really high quality. In fact, she could do a short reading, if you like, from The Unknowns.
Oh, fabulous.
Because I always think it's important for people to hear a writer and what they sound like and on the page, because that's what you spend your time with crafting.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
I will read a wee bit from towards the end of The Unknowns. Northern Ireland is still a pretty segregated society, as Peterson said earlier, so we've had our big conflict, but it's what's called a post-Troubles society now, so we still pretty segregated. All the schools, almost all the schools are segregated still, Protestant and Catholic, and every year during the summer there'll still be trouble. And there'll be some rioting. So this piece takes place in Belfast during a riot, a sort of clash between one community and the police. And it's a boy called Shawnee who wants to be involved with the anarchist gang who are going around doing all the good stuff, but also keeps getting drawn back into his own community difficulties and troubles. And so he is part of the riot. Shawnee said when he saw the riot, he knew it was different this time. There were more people, people he'd never seen before. The cops were struggling, even from the beginning, to keep the two sides apart. Both sides were throwing stuff at one another and at the cops. One of the cops fell over and another went to his aid, and a crowd of about 5 people jumped them and started kicking and beating them with sticks. "This is mad," said Shawnee to the one who had knocked the door. "It is mad. We're mad. We should be mad. Come on." And he was away into the thick of it, dragging Shawnee with him. "Do you want a wee blast?" somebody asked Shawnee. "Yeah," said Shawnee. He took the pill without asking what it was. Why not, he thought. I might not get out of this alive anyway, so I might as well enjoy it. But instead of pumping it up, the pill slowed everything down. The shocking mass of colour and fire and sirens started melting into a soupy grey rumble. "I just need to sit down for a bit," thought Shawnee. He didn't know where his bat had gone. He stumbled to the curb and a brick flew past his ear, so close it grazed his cheek. But still in the grey soup, he couldn't move any quicker. He sat down and people began bumping into him. He crawled along the pavement, cutting his hand on a piece of glass, trying to see if there was space, the fight roaring like a slow lion above him, eventually resting because he couldn't move any further. He thought he could hear someone repeating something closer to him, closer to his face. "Hey you, hey you, you're Bree's wee friend, aren't you? Lads, look at this, it's Bree's wee mate here." So what happens after that is that they use him to get at Brew, who is the main person that they want to get.
Okay. And which book, or that's a...
That's from The Unknowns.
The Unknowns, yes, okay. Yeah. And that's book. Your newest book, Tilly's...
It is the latest one, yeah. That's the one about Tilly climbing up the cranes and stuff. And so I have another book coming out in September called Every Sparrow Falling.
And you are going to read tonight.
Yeah.
At, in Sunbury, the Wake and Wire Coffee Shop, the new coffee shop at 235 Market Street in the old YMCA building from 6 to 8 p.m. You're going to read. What
and
else?
She'll have her books out, so if people want to purchase any of the books. And she's going to have a limited edition zine of the first chapter of one of her books. It's just kind of a few that she made up special, and they're just free. First come, first serve for that. The event is between 6 and 8. You can pop in anytime you like. It's not like you have to be there for the whole time. We'll be discussing our favorite books. And I'll also bringing 3 antique typewriters. I have a typewriter collection.
So tell me about these typewriters. Don't tell me about the typewriters. How will they be deployed?
They're not just going to be for display. People can use them and begin their own works of art if they want to type a letter, just type a story, just play with them. They're amazing. They're old. One's from the 30s. It's a giant desktop. Like, this is the original desktop, and the others are portables. And people just love, I mean, it's just, we're going to have this literary moment where people can kind of share stories. And I really encourage people to come. Who knows, you may even pitch a story to Shirley about Sunbury that she might find interesting.
Mm. Oh, I guarantee you this trip to the U.S. is going to pop up in somewhere,
so.
Somehow, some sure character, some place.
Sure
I'm never even sure when an author's here, am I in their story? You know, is WKOK chapter 12, the interview, you know? You have another book that people are talking about, A Good Hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
A Good Hiding is a dual narrative, so it's told from the point of view of Nolig, who is a pregnant teenager, and her best friend, Stephen. Nolig has a kind of troubled home life, so she runs away from home when she discovers she's pregnant. With the view to kind of hiding out somewhere and then coming back whenever she's old enough to be able to get somewhere to live from social housing. So the place that she picks to hide is a church, and she hides in their basement. And then her best friend Stephen is helping her. And then what happens is that the vicar of the church discovers them, but they also discover a secret about him, and they then use that to blackmail him into helping them. So,
and so there's a good hiding of all of this information from a lot of people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to read the first chapter for free and then subsequent books beyond that in the zines and see the mini books and the typewriters. Tonight, Wake and Wire Coffee Shop, 235 Market Street. Shirley Ann McMillan is there, a writer, an alternative chaplain at a school that is integrated Catholic and Protestant in Northern Ireland. Happens to be a parent of teenagers, and now there's more novels being written right there, I guarantee it there, and an activist, and a visitor to WKOK, for which we're very grateful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely.
Peterson Descano hooked us up. Well, once again, we appreciate that, sir. We'll see you in the months ahead. Folks should pay attention to your Susquehanna University schedule in the months ahead, right?
That's right, yeah. And Shirley, what's your website so people can check you out?
It's www.shirleyannmcmillan.com.
All right. Can't make it easier to find. Peterson Descano and Shirley Ann McMillan on WKOK.